my music go? Can't hear anything. Chris, where are you? By now the fighting will be close at hand. Don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible reading Christians. Major end time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one world government, the one world religion, the 10 nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Got a nice long opening tonight, and you know what? That's okay. That's sometimes necessary. Welcome to The Flip Side. I'm your host for the rest of the week, Jeffrey Bennett. Robbie is bailing out here for a few days. He's got some things to take care of, some family business. You know, it's that time of the year that Uncle Sugar's got to sit down and do some paperwork with us, and I'm assuming he's working on that. I just spent the last 5 days doing the same thing. You are listening to Jeffrey Bennett right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. It was only about an hour and a half ago that Robbie called and said, look, I need to take off for a couple of days. And came up last hour with John and Bob Chapman for a few moments. And in the interim, trying to do all this, I'm not scheduled to be on the air tomorrow night, so I really have nothing prepared, and I need to stop and very quickly put a program offering together for tonight, which we have done. And we will get to it in a moment, but I want to give you at least the market reports for the opening. And then we're going to move forward with something that I'm going to carry through with for two nights, tonight and tomorrow night. And I hope you'll join us for it, because I think you'll find it an interesting history lesson. And upon occasion, I like to go back in history and discuss why we have arrived at the standpoint or the point that we are today, and what we might be able to do to move beyond it, or what some of the options may be, both personally and as a nation. But let's first take a look at the markets. The Dow is eking its way back up again. As we can see, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 32.5 points today to end the day at 12,523. NASDAQ was up 7.5 points to end at 2448.64. S&P was up a little over 8 points. Not a lot of people are all that concerned about S&P, and I got to be honest with you, most of the market indicators mean absolutely nothing to the average individual out there, the average person listening to this program. They frankly have little meaning to me because it's not a market that I continue to play in. I haven't for many years. Let's take a look at the metals for the day. The metals were kind of an interesting mixed bag. Gold ended the trading day at $645.40. Silver at $1,335. It was up 20 cents. Gold, by the way, was up $385. Platinum up $5 to end the day at $1,173. So there's strong movement continuing to move forward. And it's nothing more than an indicator of the real direction of the economy in this country today and, in fact, around the world. So these are the kind of things you want to take a look at. Gold was up today, of course. Palladium fell a little bit. But all of this is ahead of the reports for U.S. data that's expected to be coming out throughout the course of the week. Read an interesting piece by Ron Paul earlier in the week, earlier in the day today, talking about the Pentagon has recently announced it's now spending about $8.4 billion a month waging the war in Iraq. And, of course, Junior, or Waldo, or whatever you want to call him, he certainly has eyes on the prize, meaning Iran. Well, it seems to me last time we went to battle with Iran, we lost our assets, so to speak, during the Carter administration. And I suspect that we will be facing the same kind of devastation again. You cannot continue to deplete the resources of the United States military. There's not enough unilateral support of our position anywhere around the world that is going to make a difference, ladies and gentlemen, and each and every day. The president got up last week or so with his State of the Union address talking about no new taxes and all that business. Boy, that was like a sentence out of Daddy's playbook. So it gets pretty frustrating. I've got some information in my archives that I always hang on to, and occasionally it's worthwhile going back and taking a look at it. This is a brief little piece I want to share with you, which we'll be able to probably go through before the break, called The Banker's Manifesto of 1892. And this was revealed by U.S. Congressman Charles A. Lindbergh, Sr., the father of the Lone Eagle. He was from Minnesota. This was presented to the U.S. Congress sometime during his term of office between the years of 1907 and 1917. I would be willing to bet that this was probably issued right after the debacle of 1913 that brought the Federal Reserve banking system before us. He states, "We the bankers must proceed with caution and guard every move made, for the lower order of people are already showing signs of restless commotion. Prudence will therefore show a policy of apparently yielding to the popular will till our plans are so far consummated that we can declare our designs without fear of any organized resistance. The Farmers' Alliance and Knights of Labor organizations in the United States should be carefully watched by our trusted men, and we must take immediate steps to control these organizations in our interest or disrupt them." At the coming Omaha convention to be held July 4th of 1892. Now, Lindbergh obviously made reference to this in the U.S. Congress some years after this so-called Banker's Manifesto. And so the manifesto continues by saying, at the coming Omaha convention to be held July 4th, very interesting day, don't you think, of 1892, our men must attend and direct its movement, or else there will be set on foot such antagonism to our designs as may require force to overcome. This at the present time would be premature, the manifesto continues. We are not yet ready for such a crisis. Capital must protect itself in every possible manner through combination or conspiracy and legislation. The courts must be called to our aid. debts must be collected. Bonds and mortgages foreclosed as rapidly as possible. And when, through the process of the law, the common people have lost their homes, they will be more tractable, easily governed through the influence of the strong arm of the government applied to a central power of imperial wealth under the control of the leading financiers. Ladies and gentlemen, this was 21 years before the advent of the Federal Reserve System. It goes on to say people without homes will not quarrel with their leaders. History repeats itself in regular cycles, the manifesto continues. This truth is well known among our principal men who are engaged in forming an imperialism of the world. While they're doing this, the people must be kept in a state of political antagonism. And the question of tariff reform must be urged through the organization known as the Democratic Party. And the question of protection with the reciprocity must be forced to view through the Republican Party. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, as far back as 1892, the international financiers were setting the arguments what each of the two nationally recognized parties were supposed to represent in this cabal, in this debacle. So by concluding, the manifesto states, by thus dividing voters, we can get them to expand their energies in fighting over questions of no importance to us, except as teachers to the common herd. And thus, by discreet action, we can secure all that has been so generously planned and successfully accomplished. Ladies and gentlemen, given all that we know, or as little as we know, of what has transpired at this network by others over the past 4 days, this final sentence becomes a very important one to consider. We change the word slightly. By thus dividing listeners, we can get them to expand their energies in fighting over questions of no importance, except as teachers to the common herd. And therefore, I come to the conclusion of this first 20 minutes of the program by suggesting that you listen carefully to the words of the Bankers' Manifesto of 1892. Put it in context of that which we are living through today, not only politically in this country. The bankers, the financiers, the powers that be had openly stated their question of tariff or tax reform must be urged through the organization known as the Democratic Party, and the question of protection with the reciprocity had to be forced to view through the Republican Party. And thus we can take very similar lessons learned by removing the words party and inserting the words network. Am I going to expound on it? No, of course not. It's certainly something to think about. There has been a division created amongst listeners. Truth on the alternative media. And those who have been the perpetrators of this have done nothing but get many of the listeners to expand their energies in fighting over questions of no importance. It makes one wonder who's really behind all of this. It's time to get back to business. It's time to get back to listening to what is important, paying attention to what is important. It seems to me, toward the end of the film Casablanca, reference was made to something about problems of the world make the differences amongst minuscule players be of little importance. It's kind of like making a mountain out of a molehill. Let's go back to combating the globalists and the Zionists and the bankers, and let's cut the crap. I'll see you on the other side of the flip side of this commercial break. We're going to try it under a different venue. Stay with me, won't you?
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch alone. Lonely.
You know, I listen to this song and, you know, blah, 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 used for ghost and everything else. Oh, my love, my darling, I hunger for your touch. What do you think, I'm still some GQ? I'm out of that routine. It's been a long time. Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side. Jeff Bennett filling in for Robbie. I'll be in. Of course, I'm normally here on Tuesday nights, but Robbie and I were planning on switching this week where I would do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but I was at the airport during program time last night. And tonight he's had some things come up, no power. He's had storms at his place. He has no power, has no ability to get on the air. So it's been left to me for this evening, and I will be with you for the next four nights, and Robbie will return next week unless something crops up. In attempting to prepare for this, which was kind of sprung on me somewhat last minute, I had no real opportunity to pull together some of the news-related factors of the day, little of which interests me at all anyway, folks. I had to kind of go back into my archives a little bit, because there are times in these broadcasting years that I like to get away from what's going on right now. We tend to forget where we came from. We tend to forget what led us to this debacle. We tend to forget the real intrigue that ultimately brought about the Federal Reserve. We just spoke before the break about the Banker's Manifesto of 1892, which surprisingly told me much about the circumstances that this network finds itself in on this never my intent. It just hit me. But prior to that, I'd made a decision to go back into my own archives, share with you some commentary by one Sheldon Emery. The real story of the money control over America. Thomas Jefferson once said, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their money, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I think part of our problem is we now have fathers and brothers and sisters that have been sent over to another continent to, in one form or another, conquer it. Therefore, abandoning what is important here at home. Americans living in what is often been called the richest nation on earth seem always to be short of money. I mean, you know, what, two more days the Social Security checks come in, and we did a piece on Social Security last week, and by one or two days later, there won't be enough money left in those Social Security payments by many of the elderly to even go out and have one nice dinner. And even if there is enough, that one dinner is not going to be enough to feed them for the rest of the month. Wives are working in unprecedented numbers today. Husbands hope for overtime hours to earn more. In many cases, take part-time jobs, evenings and weekends. Children are looking for odd jobs for spending money. Well, I'm not sure about that. The illegals are taking those jobs. The family debts continue to climb. Psychologists say one of the biggest causes of family quarrels and breakups is arguments over money. Much of this trouble could be traced to our present debt money system. Too few Americans, ladies and gentlemen, realize why Christian statesmen wrote into Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution, Congress shall have the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. Congress, not the U.S. Mint, not the President, not a Federal Reserve private internationally owned and controlled banking system, but Congress. The problem is Congress willingly, on the December the 23rd of the year 1913, ceded that right. They illegally ceded one of the articles of the Constitution. Cede, spelled C-E-D-E, means to give up, to give over, to turn over. Congress ceded that right. They had no legal right to, in essence, violate the Constitution, but they did so. Article 1 states, Congress shall have the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. Oh, they did this. And as I hope to show between tonight and tomorrow night, in prayerful hope that it would prevent love of money from destroying the republic which they had founded. We shall see how subversion of Article 1 has brought on us the evil of which God's word had warned. You got me on a pulpit tonight. Economists use the term create, because understand, money is man's only creation. Economists use the term create when they speak of the process by which money comes into existence. Now, creation means making something that did not exist before. Lumbermen make hordes of boards from trees. Workers build houses from lumber. And factories manufacture automobiles from metal and glass and plastic and other materials. We'll pick up on this when we come back. The music man says it's break time already. We got a long way to go before this hour is over. Stay with me, won't you? See you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Yeah, I was waiting for some Carly Simon with a little bit of anticipation, the old ketchup song. Talking, welcome back to the flip side for this, January 30th, the Lord of Our Lord, the year of our Lord, 2007. Got to slow up. We spoke just before the break about the creation. We're talking about the creation of money, what the real story is, in simple terms, of the money control over America. We began to talk about how things are created, lumbermen making boards from trees, then workers build houses from the lumber, factories manufacturing automobiles from various materials, etc. But in all of these endeavors, they did not create. They only changed existing materials into a more usable and therefore more valuable form. But ladies and gentlemen, have you ever stopped to think that that is not the case with money? Here and here alone, man actually creates something out of nothing. A piece of paper of little value is printed so that it is worth a piece of lumber. And with different figures, it can buy the automobile or even the house. Its value has been created in the true meaning of the word. So it's money has been created, but value has been created, or perceived value has been created. And I'm going to tell you something. Creating money as we know it today is very profitable. First of all, money is quite cheap to make. Now, it's not really paper in the proper sense. It is a mixture of cotton and linen. Whoever does the creating of money in a nation, any nation, can make a tremendous profit. And who creates the money in this country? It's no longer Congress. It is the privately owned, internationally controlled Federal Reserve banking system. They are the creators. Builders, you know, the people who build the homes, they work very hard. And pray to God they're going to make 5% above their cost to build a house. Automakers sell their cars for 1 or 2 or maybe 3% above the cost of manufacture, or as in the case of Ford in 2006, they lost $1,925 per vehicle sold. But if the automobile manufacturer makes 1 to 2% above their cost, that's considered good business. But money manufacturers have no limit on their profit, since a few cents will print a $1 bill or a $10,000 bill. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. It only costs about 2 or 3 cents to print a 1 or a 5 or a 10 or a 20 or a 50 or a 100 or a 500 or a 1,000 or a 10,000. It doesn't matter. The cost never varies. The only difference on those bills is the images that are printed upon them. And that profit, part of our story. But let's first consider another unique characteristic of this thing called money, the love of which, as we have been taught from an early age, is the root of all evil. An adequate supply of money is indispensable to civilized society. We could forego many other things, but without money, industry would grind to a halt. Farms would become only self-sustaining units, which is about all they are anymore anyway. Surplus food would disappear. Jobs requiring the work of more than one man or one family would remain undone, unless you hired illegals to do the jobs that they won't let us do anymore. Shipping and large movements of goods might cease without money. Hungry people would plunder and kill to remain alive, and all government except family or tribe would cease to function. You think that's an overstatement? Consider this. Money is the blood of civilized society, the means of all commercial trade, except for something we call simple barter. And isn't that, in fact, what we have been talking to you about at Republic Broadcasting Network through its financial arm, Republic Trading Group? Aren't these amongst the reasons we talk so diligently about gold and silver ownership? It's not for the purposes of getting rich, whatever that means. It's for the purposes of the possibility of barter and trade, and most importantly, preservation of wealth, whatever wealth is. Wealth, to me, is quite perceived as well. Money is the blood of civilized society. It is the measure and the instrument by which one product is sold and another is purchased. If you remove money or even reduce the supply below that which is necessary to carry on current levels of trade, the results become catastrophic. For an example, we need only look at America's depression of the early 1930s. The early 1930s. And then cometh FDR. Who was the cause of the Great Depression of the 1930s other than the bankers? In 1930, America did not lack industrial capacity, my friends. They did not lack fertile farmland or skilled or willing workers or industrious farm families. It had an extensive and highly efficient transportation system. In railroads, road networks, inland and ocean waterways, the great expansion into air transportation was yet to come. But it would come. Communications between regions and localities were even as archaic as they were, or they are today, were still the best in the world at that time. We utilized telephone and teletype and radio and a well-operated government mail system, which unfortunately is not so well operated any longer. No war had ravaged the cities or the countryside. No pestilence weakened our population, nor had famine stalked the land. The United States of America in 1930 lacked only one thing: an adequate supply of money to carry on trade and commerce. In the early 1930s, bankers, the only source of new money and credit, deliberately refused loans to industries, to stores and farms. Whoop-dee-doo! Why do you think Henry Ford had such disdain for the bankers? For whatever reason, they refused him the loans to expand the Ford Motor Company. And he began to dig and find out who was behind it. And son of a gun, he wound up writing a series of letters to the editor of a newspaper that he predominantly was the owner of. And those letters to the editor were eventually published in a little booklet entitled The International Jew. Hello, Moishe. In the early 1930s, bankers, the only source of new money and credit, deliberately refused loans to industries, stores, and farms. Payments on existing debts and loans were required, and money rapidly disappeared from circulation. Goods were available to be purchased, jobs were waiting to be done, but the lack of money brought the nation to a complete standstill. By this simple ploy, America was put in a depression. And the greedy bankers took possession of hundreds of thousands of farms and homes and business properties, just as they said they would in the Bankers' Manifesto of 1892. The people were told, times are hard, money is short. And not understanding the system, they, the people, were cruelly robbed of their earnings, their savings, and their property. And World War II ended the Depression. That's right. The Depression ended not when Roosevelt took office in 1933. Roosevelt expanded the Depression in his own inimitable way, first and foremost by declaring a bank holiday to prevent the run on the banks. Secondly, by confiscating the gold. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the proper word. He didn't confiscate it. He didn't kick our doors in it and say, Jerry and Joe and Sue Bob, I know you got gold, turn it over. No, you were given something like 30 or 60 days to willingly turn your gold in at a local Federal Reserve Bank branch in exchange for its face value. And then weeks later, Roosevelt took the gold that had been stolen from the public. He increased the value of gold to almost twice what it had been worth weeks before, and sold it at a very healthy profit. Now the government, in conjunction with the dirty banksters, had the money. And they now had money to loan again, but still had no ability to pay those loans back. And so World War II, December the 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy, ended the Depression. The same bankers who in the early 1930s had no loans for peacetime houses or food or clothing suddenly had unlimited billions to lend to build army barracks and provide K rations and uniforms, a nation that only 7 years before couldn't produce food for sale suddenly could produce bombs to send free to Germany and Japan. With the sudden increase in money, people were hired. Farms sold their produce, factories went to two shifts, the mines reopened, and the Great Depression was over. Hallelujah, Jesus! Some politicians were blamed for it. Others took credit for ending it. The truth was that the lack of money caused by the banksters brought on the Depression, and adequate money provided by the banksters ended it. Of course, the people were never told that simple truth, and in this two-night series, which we will conclude tomorrow night, we will endeavor to show how these same banksters who control our money and credit have used their control to plunder America and place us into bondage. Ever think about that? You go to Wall Street to buy stocks and bonds, you are held in bondage. And if they don't like what you're doing, they'll put you in stocks. Let's go back to this business about power to coin and regulate money. You see, my friends, when we can see the disastrous results of an artificially created shortage of money, we can better understand why our founding fathers, who understood money, or who understood both money and God's laws, insisted insisted on placing the power to create money and the power to control it only in the hands of the federal Congress, not into the hands of others. They believe that all citizens should share in the profits of its creation, and therefore the national government must be the only creator of money. They further believe that all citizens of whatever state or territory or station in life would benefit by an adequate and stable currency, and therefore the national government must also be, by law, the only controller of the value of money. And since the federal Congress was the only legislative body, subject to all the citizens at the ballot box, it was, in their own minds, the only safe depository of so much profit and so much power. And so, once again, my friends, we find that they wrote it in very simple, easy-to-understand and all-inclusive language when they said, Congress shall have the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. And so how, in fact, did we, the people, lose control of our banking system, our monetary system? Instead of the constitutional method of creating our money and putting it into circulation, we now have an entirely unconstitutional system. And this has resulted in almost disastrous conditions from the very beginning. Since our money was handled both legally and illegally before 1913, we're going to consider only the years following 1913, a story that I've told in depth in a series I recorded some years ago entitled The Mask of Demetrios. If you're interested in finding out more about The Mask of Demetrios, I'm going to invite you to go to our website, my own website, federalobserver.com. Over on the left-hand side, there's a link for catalog. Link on it. Look in the compact disc collection. Look for the explanation of the description of our series, The Mask of Demetrios. You will find it to be quite interesting. Maybe another time, maybe tomorrow night, we'll talk a little bit more about what's in it, why I think it's so important. Where do we leave off? All right, prior to 1913. Prior to 1913, America, as we all know, and we've discussed earlier in this program, was a prosperous, powerful, we were a growing nation. We were at peace with our neighbors. We were the envy of the world. But in December of 1913, Congress, with many members out for Christmas break, they were home for the Christmas holidays, passed what has since become known as the Federal Reserve Act. Omitting the burdensome details, it simply authorized the establishment of a Federal Reserve Corporation with a board of directors, that which we still call to this day the Federal Reserve Board, to run it. And the United States was subsequently divided into 12 Federal Reserve regions or districts. This simple but terrible law, my friends, completely removed from Congress the right to create money or to have any control over its creation. They gave that function away. They ceded that function away to the Federal Reserve Corporation. This was done with appropriate fanfare and propaganda that this would remove money from politics. Of course, they didn't add the line, quote, and therefore from the people's control, end of quote. In their minds, it would prevent boom and bust cycles from hurting our citizens. The people were not told then, and most still do not know to this day that the Federal Reserve Corporation is, as I have stated at least three occasions during this hour tonight, a private corporation controlled by bankers and therefore is operated for the financial gain of the bankers over the people rather than for the good of the people. If you haven't figured it out by now, the word federal was used only to deceive the people. And since that day of infamy, December the 23rd, 1913, far more disastrous than the other day of infamy, known as Pearl Harbor, the small group of privileged people who lend us our money have accrued to themselves all of the profits of printing our money and more. 1913, they have created tens of billions and trillions of dollars in money and credit, which, as their own personal property, then they lend to our government and our people at interest. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. That has become the secret policy of the national government. Example of the process of creation and its conversion to the people's debt might aid in its understanding. You see, it is simple, my friends. They print it, we borrow it, pay them interest. If they print it, we will come. The federal government, having spent more than it has taken from its citizens in taxes, needs, for the sake of illustration, let's say they need $1 billion. Since it does not have the money, the music says it's time for a break. Stay with me for a couple of minutes. We'll come back with some closing comments on tonight's installment of the real story of the money control over America. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, my friends, to the final few minutes of The Flip Side. Jeff Bennett sitting in the chair for the next few nights, doing a little dissertation over the next couple nights we want to share with you that talks about the creation of money, how it's brought this nation and her people to the point of economic annihilation. And that's truly what it is. We're talking about how money is created. we began to talk about, as an example, let's assume that our government needs $1 billion. Congress no longer has the right to create anything. It ceded, it gave over that right to the Federal Reserve System nearly 100 years ago. And therefore, this private corporation, the Federal Reserve, well, come on, they don't just give their money away. You see, the bankers are willing to deliver $1 billion in money or credit to our government in exchange for the government's agreement to pay it back with interest. And so Congress authorizes the Treasury Department to print $1 billion in bonds, which are then delivered to the Federal Reserve bankers. The Federal Reserve then pays the cost of printing $1 billion, which, by the way, only costs about $1,000 to print. And they make the exchange. The government then uses the money to pay its obligations. So what are the results of this fantastic transaction? $1 billion in government bills are paid, all right, but the government is now indebted the people, to the bankers, for that $1 billion, and you and I must pay the interest. Henceforth, taxes. My friends, tens of thousands of these transactions, billions of them have taken place since 1913, so that by the 1980s, the U.S. government was indebted to the bankers for, at that time, over $1 trillion. We know how much that's compounded since. Many, many times over. At that time, 25 years ago, we were paying over $100 billion in a year in interest alone with no hope of ever paying off the principal. Now, in 1995, the total federal debt had grown to over $5 trillion, and it's nearly double that today. Our annual interest payment in 1995, 12 years ago, was over $203 billion a year. I guess our children and grandchildren and their subsequent generations are going to pay forever and ever, amen? And yet there's more. Oh, you say this is all terrible. My friends, yes, it is. But this evening we've only shown you part of the sordid story. And under this unholy system, those United States bonds have now become assets of the banks and the reserve system, which they can use as reserves to create more credit to lend. Problem goes on and on and on. You see, my friends, the U.S. Congress, the United States Congress, has really not issued constitutional money since 1863. In order for the people to have money to carry on trade and commerce, we are forced to borrow the created money of the monopoly bankers and pay them usury. Seems to be there were a few passages in the Bible about usury. Sin. My friends, there's still more to the horrible story. In addition to the vast wealth drawn to these bankers through the almost unlimited usury, the bankers who control the money at the top are able to approve or disapprove large loans to large and successful corporations to the extent that refusal of a loan will bring about a reduction in the price that the corporation stock sells for on the market. And guess what happened? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the millions of working families of America are now indebted, and I don't see any way out of it except for abandoning the Federal Reserve System. We will pick up tomorrow night with part two of our series, sort of the real story of money creation and its control over America. On behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, Robbie Noel and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.